Welcome to Cults Daily. Throughout the month of April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. He was born as Chizuo Matsumoto and later known as Shoko Asahara, leader of the Japanese Buddhism-inspired cult Aum Shinrikyo. Asahara and his followers didn't just foretell the end of days, but rather took it upon themselves to wipe humankind off the face of the earth. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for a brand new edition of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. On March 20th, 1995, members of the Japanese doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo infiltrated the Tokyo metro system and released a toxic chemical gas.
They had already carried out a number of lethal terrorist attacks. Chemical warfare and bioterrorism were their specialties, but today would be their most successful strike ever.
It was rush hour in Tokyo, and in 5 coordinated attacks on 3 major subway lines, the group killed 13 people, critically injured another 50, and caused vision loss in nearly 1,000.
Murder was a form of mercy to the Aum Shinrikyo. In death, their leader, Shoko Asahara, absorbed your sins into his body and freed you from the material world.
And whether you perish today or not in their attacks, it really didn't matter. Armageddon was right around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 16th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout the month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing Shoko Asahara. He believed that the world would end in a nuclear war instigated by the United States. All of humanity would turn to ash, except, of course, those who followed him.
In 1984, Asahara started Aum Shinrikyo out of his single-bedroom apartment in Tokyo, and it began simply enough as classes on yoga and meditation.
Over the next 5 years, Asahara grew a small but devoted following. Then, in 1989, he applied for official status as a religious organization. Though the application was originally denied, it passed after an appeal. The group's new status created a sense of legitimacy that was critical to their growth and public perception.
Though Asahara's belief system evolved over time, it was always an amalgamation of other doctrines. He pulled from forms of Buddhism, yoga, Christianity, and Hinduism, even the writings of Nostradamus. The Hindu goddess Shiva was considered one of the group's most important idols.
Ultimately, however, his rhetoric and teachings were dominated by Christian millennialism. This belief stems from the Book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament of the Bible that includes the Apocalypse, Judgment Day, and the Second Coming of Christ.
The Book of Revelation alludes to a number of prophesied monsters, including a 7-headed dragon, a serpent, and the beast. For some reason, Asahara became convinced that the United States was the beast, and that they would bring about the apocalypse by starting a nuclear World War III.
In 1992, Asahara publicly declared that he was Christ, the Lamb of God, the Second Coming. He was fully enlightened and able to share his wisdom and powers with his loyal followers, curing them of illnesses and absolving them of sin.
Inside the organization, rituals and practices of the Aum Shinrikyo allegedly included hallucinogenic drugs and shock therapy. Once a member of the cult tried to escape, and their brother was allegedly killed.
In 1993, the group tried to develop deadly strains of anthrax, hoping to create an epidemic and instigate their own apocalypse before the United States could. Luckily, it didn't work.
But the following year, the Aum Shinrikyo were able to develop effective chemical weapons like the nerve agent sarin and VX gas. They were used in a number of terrorist attacks that killed around 10 people and injured hundreds. Still, none of their attempts were as deadly as the strike on the Tokyo metro system.
Following that attack, in March of 1995, police were able to arrest more than 150 of the group's members and leaders, including Asahara. He was later sentenced to death alongside his followers.
In the group's headquarters, police allegedly found enough chemical weapons to kill more than 4 million people.
The 1997 Armageddon Asahara predicted may never have happened, but today the Aum Shinrikyo live on under the name Aleph, protected by their status as an official religion.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.